Now, her mother was different. She was more liberal than the boys. And she had a childhood that made mine look like a piece of cake. She was easy to underestimate with her soft manner, and she reminded me all over again of the truth of that old saying, you should never judge a book by its covers. Knowing her was one of the greatest gifts Hillary ever gave me. I learned that Hillary got her introduction to social justice through her Methodist youth minister, Don Jones. He took her downtown to Chicago to hear Dr. Martin Luther King speak, and he remained her friend for the rest of his life. This will be the only campaign of hers he ever missed. When she got to college, her support for civil rights, her opposition to the Vietnam War, compelled her to change parties and become a Democrat. And then, between college and law school, on a total lark, she went alone to Alaska and spent some time sliming fish. More to the point, by the time I met her, she had already been involved in the law school's legal services project, and she'd been influenced by Marion Wright Edelman. She took a summer internship interviewing workers in migrant camps for Senator Walter Mondale's subcommittee. She'd also begun working in the Yale New Haven Hospital to develop procedures to handle suspected child abuse cases. She got so involved in children's issues that she actually took an extra year in law school, working at the Child Study Center to learn what more could be done to improve the lives and the futures of poor children. She was already determined to figure out how to make things better.